Okay, let's think back to the Apollo 11 moon landing in 1969. For me, that was a wonderful event because as a child, it led me to briefly consider a career in outer space. But Jacques Cousteau brought me back to Earth, into the inner space of this planet, the oceans. Captain Nemo, Long John Silver, and Fletcher Christian were characters that filled my imagination. So that set my path toward ocean science, and ultimately toward creating treasure maps of scientific insight. Now let's fast forward to the early 1990s. I'm now a graduate student at UC Santa Barbara, a few years after the deep-sea vehicle Argo One was used to discover the wreck of the Titanic. I was presented with some of the first Geographic Information System, or GIS, datasets of the ocean floor that were collected with that same vehicle. Working with these data in a GIS led me to realize the great need to develop even better ways of displaying, of analyzing, and of interpreting ocean data from the seafloor up to its surface, as well as along coastal regions. We continue our mapping efforts in earnest, as today only 5 to 10% of the global ocean floor has been mapped in detail. And you know what? We still have better maps of the entire surface of the Moon, Venus, and Mars than we have of our own planet. So my students and I continue to develop and improve mapping technologies, for which now there is an additional demand in government and conservation. It is now known that virtually no part of the ocean is unaffected by human activities, for example, fishing, habitat destruction, pollution, and yes, climate change. The maps we develop help people to make better decisions about what areas to protect, where to be safe, or how we can best use ocean resources to generate energy.